Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Things are starting to get even messier, and it all has to do with some clips that fans have dug up from the most recent Deadpool movie, which of course stars Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively's husband. So if you have somehow missed these court cases that are starting to starting between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, basically, over the holidays on December 20th, Blake Lively filed a complaint in California, basically alleging that Justin Baldoni orchestrated a PR smear campaign in retaliation to some accusations she made, basically saying that he was sexually harassing her on the set of the movie It Ends With Us. And so then in response, because she probably, this isn't factual, but probably leaked it to the New York Times and they reported on it, Justin Baldoni filed a lawsuit against the New York Times, basically saying you're reporting this as fact and literally none of this has played out in court.
So it's not a lawsuit against Blake. It's a lawsuit against the New York Times.
Yes, but his attorney is coming out publicly and saying that they at some point will sue Blake Lively. But right now there is no lawsuit against Blake Lively.
So this will also have to do with if he sues the paper, the New York Times or whatever it is, Poster Times.
The New York Times.
Times. That when evidence comes into play, it will point to the evidence that she's going to have to address at some point.
100%. And she has another lawsuit that is, I think, just for like emotional distress and lost wages. So there's another lawsuit as well. But basically, all of this to say is that things are getting really, really more messy when it comes to the drama that happened on the set of It Ends With Us, which was a movie that came out this summer. We knew that there was some tension because Justin Baldoni wasn't doing press with the rest of the cast. Blake was getting a ton of flack on social media because she was marketing the movie in a much more lighthearted way than Justin Baldoni was. So she got a bad reputation for that. And it's just a whole mess. But Ryan Reynolds comes into play is because he also, according to Blake Lively, rewrote some of the script for It Ends With Us, which is crazy because he wasn't involved in the movie whatsoever. Justin Baldoni is the one that owns the production company that made it. He had the rights to the book to be able to make the movie. It's wild.
Could you imagine us doing the show and then my husband just comes in and redoes segments without any okay from like you? Like, that's essentially what it is.
Not Bart specifically. So he was making suggestions without Blake even saying, hey, can you help me out here?
It wasn't suggestions. He wrote scenes. Oh, yeah. The opening scene is written by Ryan Reynolds. And it's one thing if she was getting sexually harassed in the workplace, if he's there to look out for her, good on him. Uh-huh. We love that. Shout out King. You're amazing. But if you are coming in and changing somebody else's movie that you're not working on, that is next level. And not only that, but Justin Baldoni's lawsuit alleges that Blake Lively fired Justin Baldoni's editors and the person who makes the music for the movie as well, and hired the people that worked for Ryan Reynolds on his film. So it's starting to just look very, very messy.
Yeah, so Abby, Cassie, and I have talked about this a goodly amount, even off the show. Like, after this entertainment buzz, I guarantee you we're going to go into commercial break and we're going to talk about this some more, and that's because that's what we do. And I think we were all on the same page that both sides screwed up. Like, both sides did things that were out of pocket, and I think are wrong to a certain extent. But now it just boils down to who's more wrong.
It feels to me like in the court of public opinion, at least, the scales are starting to tip to make Blake look crappier.
That's how I feel, too.
Yeah, I got whiplash with how fast I've been going back and forth. Because at first I was like, Blake Lively is terrible. Justin Baldoni's all about, you know, domestic violence and preventing it and awareness. And then she filed this complaint and I was like, I'm an idiot. How, you know, of course I didn't have the story. I fell for the Hollywood PR machine. And then Justin Baldoni sues and I'm like, I'm an idiot again. I don't know who to believe. So now I don't like any of them.
Yeah. And so one of the biggest arguments against Blake looking bad in the press is that, oh, she was told to market it a certain way, make it more lighthearted, make it more about hope and all of that. But Justin Baldoni's lawsuit is alleging that he wasn't even allowed to be in the marketing meetings to be able to direct how they wanted to be able to do these press junkets. So basically, she's the one that created the market. It's alleging that she created the marketing plan. She's the one that executed it. And he wanted to make it about domestic violence this whole time.
That I have a hard time believing because he had his hands all over it. He wrote it, produced it, right?
No, because that's what his lawsuit is all about, is the fact that
she
literally strongholded him from his own film. A director is supposed to have a 10-day period where they're allowed to edit the movie the way they want, and he is alleging that she forced her way in, was only supposed to be there for 2 days, then kicked him out, created her own cut, and then they had to have competing screenings to be able to see which cut they liked better. And even though Justin's won, they still went with Blake's, because then she said, I won't do any of the press for the movie, allegedly, if you don't go with my cut.
And we also, I do think this adds some credibility to Justin's background. He hosts a podcast called Man Enough, and I'm a big fan of it. And they get in deep on discussions on like race and feminism and what it is to be a man or a woman. There's a female co-host as well. And that kind of podcast is very difficult to host if you're not walking the walk. The topics and the depth at which they converse. Now, I'm not saying you couldn't do that and still sexually assault someone or whatever Blake Lively is alleging. I don't think that gives him a free pass whatsoever. But I do think it is a testament a little bit to his background and his character that he has a podcast that is successful talking about issues like this. And so it would be weird to see somebody like that come around and, you know, about face.
Is there any way we can extend this? Because I'm not quite done.
Well, we could just come back to it in a couple of seconds.
I actually want to talk about maybe the more lighthearted side of this, about Justin Baldoni having this reputation of being a feminist, because now fans have found all of these scenes from the most recent Deadpool movie where it looks like Ryan Reynolds is making fun of Justin Baldoni for, you know, putting on this facade of being a man's girl or whatever, a big feminist, and it's jarring.
Yeah, it's such a big story that so when we come back, we'll share those.
Yes.
All right, it's next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Maybe the last Hollywood conflict that we have felt like, he's right, she's right, no, he's right, she's right, shit, and you keep going back and forth, was the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case. And now here we are with another one.
And aren't some of those lawyers involved with this? Or am I making that up?
No, his PR team. So Justin Baldoni's PR team is the same one that Johnny Depp hired for his whole court case. And so that's why a lot of people, other than kind of the obvious, are drawing parallels between the two, because they're like, oh, well, if he hired Johnny Depp's PR team, like, they must be the same type of person. And I don't know, like, you can draw your own conclusions about that. But this would be way too long for me to recap the whole lawsuits again, so I'm not going to do that. But basically, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni are going to be going to court a lot. Blake Lively filed a complaint in California alleging that Justin Baldoni did a whole PR smear campaign in retaliation for her bringing up sexual harassment claims that apparently happened on set of It Ends With Us. And so then about a week later, he filed a lawsuit against the New York Times for reporting on it and basically calling it fact, so it was for libel. And in that lawsuit, he calls her out a lot for some things that happened on set with It Ends With Us. So it's a lot of he said, she said. But right now, people are pulling out some clips from the most recent Deadpool movie, the Deadpool versus Wolverine movie that has Hugh Jackman in it. And now knowing what has happened between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, people are watching these scenes with a different lens, and people are wondering if Ryan Reynolds was specifically making fun of Justin Baldoni in this film. So a little backstory about Justin Baldoni is he's a little woo-woo. I mean, he's done a lot of work in the past, specifically trying to forward the women's movement. He has a podcast called Man Enough with the lead producer that, from the film Of It Ends With Us, Jamie Heath, and they do it together with another woman. And they talk a lot about really deep issues about toxic masculinity and feminism and all of these really tough to talk about topics.
And apparently he's been very open about his former porn addiction on this podcast as well, which got brought up in the lawsuit because apparently there were conversations about pornography that made her uncomfortable. But we're trying to figure out the context of what those conversations were, because it's not like pornography came out of right field. This is something that he has addressed on his podcast, right?
So yeah, so Justin Baldoni just has this reputation. He won an award that was rescinded for feminism or something like that. He's just known as this guy who stands up for women, and he did It Ends With Us, and it's a movie about raising awareness for domestic violence, and it's a story of hope, and he's got this Baha'i faith, so he's kind of like this, like, you know, kind of guy you would see like a, sort of like a shaman. Like, he's the type of guy you would see like grounding with his bare feet in the grass, and he's got a man bun and this long hair. And so in the most recent Deadpool movie, there's a character that Ryan Reynolds plays called Nice Pool. And if you've seen Deadpool, Deadpool is kind of like this sarcastic superhero, anti-hero type of character. But I guess in this film, there's like different versions of Deadpool. So there's a version in this film called Nice Pool, who is playing, you guessed it, a feminist with a man bun. And people, I wish this was like video so you could see it, because hearing it, you'll hear some of the parallels that people are drawing between him and Justin Baldoni in this. But like with the man bun and the long hair, it's pretty crazy how it feels like he's poking fun at Justin Baldoni in this.
Sorry about that. Come here, girl.
Who are you? Oh, I'm Deadpool. And I guess you're Deadpool too. But in here, everybody calls me Nice Pool. Oh my goodness, wait till you see Lady Pool. She is gorgeous. She just had a baby too, and can't even tell.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
That's okay. I identify as a feminist, right?
So then that kind of establishes that he's a feminist. But then there's a deleted scene that's been surfaced that says that Nice Pool is going to monetize a podcast that pushes forward the women's movement.
I'd be fighting alongside them, but my calling is to one day host a podcast that monetizes the women's movement. Hey, cowboy, my eyes are up here. I know it's tempting. I look at it too sometimes.
And so, do I have this wrong that maybe you mentioned it? Lady Pool is Blake Lively in this movie,
this
right?
is where it gets even crazier.
Yeah.
So this is the third and final nail in the coffin. We're kind of leading up to this. So there's a character called Lady Pool, which I believe is voiced by Blake Lively, but I don't think her body is actually Blake Lively. So there's a scene in this specific film where Nice Pool gets pew-pewed by Lady Pool over and over and over again. So now people are like, it appears as though they really use this movie as a way to get some of their anger at Justin Baldoni out.
This one makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
From the feminism comments, the podcast, you could talk away the feminist one, but then the deleted scene about wanting to monetize a podcast all about feminism, and then Blake Lively's character going pew, 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 pew towards Nice Pool. I don't know. It writes itself.
There's a lot of Easter eggs there, man.
Betty.
What? Weren't they denying it? Didn't Ryan Reynolds deny that it had anything to do with it? But there, I mean, obviously we listen to it and like, come on now.
Yeah. Well, he can say that, yeah, it's absolutely has everything to do with it, because that would be in the case.
100%. I mean, is it damning evidence? I don't know, but it definitely isn't going to look good in court. And what's even crazier is I read an article last night kind of while I was lucid dreaming. So I'm putting that out there just in case this turns out not to be true. But I read an article from the director of the first Deadpool, and he has been quoted allegedly. we'll worry I'm going to get my facts wrong. But he was quoted saying that basically he left the Deadpool franchise because Ryan Reynolds wanted to have control over everything. So now people are starting to like put the pieces together that it looks like this Hollywood couple just wants to have full control over all of their movies, and they're pushing out these directors.
But at the same time, we talked about this a little bit off air. Liz Plank, who's the female co-host of Man Enough with Justin Baldoni, has stepped away and quit the podcast after Blake Lively filed her complaint. So she has time to, quote, process things. So I feel like there is a huge part of this story that we are not getting. And honestly, it just sounds like everyone is problematic.
That right there is very curious to me because in the toughest times, if you have a business partner, or you're doing a show with somebody and you're going through all this, this is the time where you would like your staff to give you credibility and stick up for you. So the fact that she's backed out and quit the podcast, to me, says a lot.
And she carries a lot of that podcast, too. She is whip smart. You should follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, so really, until some of the cast members from It Ends With Us speaks up, I'm going to feel kind of split down the two camps.
Well, Jenny Slate has, right? She's backed up Blake 100%.
I believe she has. And Brendan Sklenner posted something on his Instagram story saying, like, for the love of God, read Blake Lively's lawsuit. But I think there's also an argument to be said that, like, this A-list couple has a lot of pull in Hollywood. And Justin Baldoni, for all intents and purposes, is still kind of a newcomer and earning his stripes. I almost wonder if there's some politics involved where it's like you feel like you need to side with all these people who have connections with directors and producers and agents.
Because they talk about the power dynamic when stuff like this goes on, right? Justin Baldoni, even though he was the director, and he's not the one with the power in this situation. It's actually Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, because they're the ones that can affect more careers.
You know who I really want to hear from is Gina Rodriguez, who played Jane on Jane the Virgin that Justin Baldoni was on for all the seasons. They played love interests and they would have to work together very closely. I'd be interested to know her point of view.
I'm pretty sure she officiated his wedding.
She did.
She officiated his wedding. So they had a good relationship. So I realize this all is now starting to sound very biased towards Justin Baldoni, but there's just so much evidence that it's kind of like, what happened on that set? Like, none of us were there, so we don't know the context for it. So it's tough to draw conclusions.
So what was more entertaining, all of this drama or the actual movie?
The actual drama.
Funny thing about this movie is I still don't know what happened in the last 3 minutes because my flight ended and I mistimed exactly how long it was going to take me to watch the entire thing. So I still don't know what happened in the last 3 minutes.
So it actually ended with you.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.